Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you see what President Trump did? Had a beautiful presidential hall of fame installed in the White House. So it's like all the presidents in their pictures. You know, it's lined up. You can walk by it. Only one doesn't have a picture. Chairman Ho. Or Joe Biden, as the rest of you call him. Yeah, there's just a auto pen. Which is kind of fitting because it's not clear if he ever actually was the president or not. We still don't know. Given the numbers of fraudulent votes in the swing states, all of them actually for Joe Biden was higher than the margin of victory. We will never know what states Joe Biden won, especially not with Arizona, where more than 30,000 non-citizens illegally cast federal ballots. They will not be doing that next time, by the way. We finally won at the Supreme Court. So truly a picture of the auto pen really makes more sense since we don't actually know if he was the president, never will. And we all know he wasn't really running the country. Meanwhile, Her Highness is on tour. This woman is really a wonder. She got entirely where she is because she's kind of black. No, really. She never got a single vote. Never forget this. In the Democrat primary, the first time she ran. But Joe Biden needed a black VP because he promised Jim Clyburn that he would have one, so he had to pick her. She had a dropout before any votes were cast. That's how bad her polling was. She couldn't get any more money. Assumes the vice presidency anyway, and then gets to run for president without ever winning a primary. If that is not royalty, I don't know what is. Democrats call this democracy, but it just means that a handful of powerful Democrats make the decision. Meanwhile, Stephen Miller, with the best description ever of why an auto pen best represents Joe Biden and honestly the Democrat Party, Kamala Harris, too.
It's a machine, right? Joe Biden is a void. He is an empty vessel. Kamala Harris is a void. She is an empty vessel. Chuck Schumer is a void. He is an empty vessel. The Democrat Party is an organization, it is a structure that delivers the exact same policies no matter who is in charge. Open borders, violent crime, domestic terrorism, high taxes, socialism, and unilateral economic surrender around the globe. That's what the Democratic Party is. And they choose nominees like Biden and like Harris. By the way, President Trump's the first candidate in history to beat two general election candidates in one race. Because they know that if they get elected, the donors will control them, the media will control them, the special interests will control them, the bureaucracy will control
puppets.
Them.
Yeah. No, he's right about that. By the way, this morning, Kamala Harris, as reported from last night on Rachel Maddow, she was on there. She endorsed Mo Ron Mancami in New York. And listen to how they're getting away with this, okay? Because it's actually kind of brilliant, which means she didn't come up with it. Now, there's no way she's smart enough to come up with this. She's asked by Mad Cow, look, you know, Zohran Mancami is running. You support him, you endorse him. She says, I support the Democrat in the race. Do you endorse his candidacy? She answers, I'm looking at the transcript, I support the Democrat in the race. Yeah. So what is this? They all support him. They do. They're all communists, just like the guy who shot up the ICE facility. They are. They're communist, Marxist, socialist, Democrat, socialist, communist. But it's all the same thing. Socialism's just a bridge to communism anyway. It gets all more authoritarian from there. You know what's fascinating? But this is who they are. This is who they are. By the way, did you see this? Came out that Mancami wants a multi-million dollar fund to pay for illegal immigrants. Yeah. Pay for illegal immigrants. Isn't it? They're not even, folks, they're not even hiding it anymore. That these are the only people they care about. I mean, look, just look at that. Look what's going on in the House and the Senate right now. Democrats are offering, hey, you know, if you fund healthcare for illegals, we won't shut down the government. They also want millions of dollars for their media so they can continue spewing out the propaganda. I mean, they're not even hiding it. And that, folks, this is the outlines of the Civil War that we are in right now. Look, Trump laid this out so well. The UN sponsored illegal immigrants to come in and invade the country.
In 2024, the UN budgeted $372 million in cash assistance to support an estimated 624,000 migrants journeying into the United States. Think of that. The UN is supporting people that are illegally coming into the United States, and then we have to get them out. The UN also provided food, shelter, transportation, and debit cards to illegal aliens. Can you believe that? On the way to infiltrate our
southern border. Yeah, $379 million, although to be fair, the Democrats gave it to them and they just laundered it through the UN. What's going on? The reason there is violence is because 2 million of them have either been deported in the last 250 days or they are self-deporting. And the Democrats are panicked. These are their voters. And what they know, future voters, and what they know is that Trump's big, beautiful bill just cut off their free health care, closed all the loopholes Democrat states were using to break the law that says, no, the government can't pay for illegal immigrant health care. They can't get jobs. We know that from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, assuming it's correct. Now, Americans are being hired. Illegals are not being hired. And there's hardly any jobs being created anyway. So they can't get jobs. They got no health care. They got to go home. So the Democrats got to get him something. So on the one hand, they're trying to get him free health care. Get your free health care back. If you don't have free health care, they don't care. They just want you to pay for their free health care. And then on the other hand, they're just incentivizing these loonies to go take shots at ICE. Why? Because the worldwide voter drive that Trump called out before the UN is now going in reverse, and they are in a full panic and they don't know how to respond except with violence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.